Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what the lead up to this situation is?
The lead up to the situation is all about the wall that's blocked down in Dunsink Lane, right? Stops the kids from going to school, stops the women going to the shops. They're treating us like they didn't even consult us. If they'd turn around and say, look, lads, we're going to put this up if this doesn't stop or whatever the reason it is. But they didn't. They consulted nobody. And at the end of the day, we are human beings. We are Irish people. We're not just travellers. We are Irish people. I'm right, lads.
Yeah.
No, man, we are Irish people. Right?
We had a peaceful protest this year. Peaceful. Everything went peaceful, right? But what we're trying to get a point across is, if a caravan wouldn't fire up there, it'll take the fire brigade, they have to go 4 or 5 miles around for to go into it. If anyone needs a doctor or an ambulance or anything like that, they have to go around. And if that barrier wasn't there, it wouldn't take them 2 minutes for it to come up. So that's why we're trying to get a point across.
And what do you think the real reason the council put the barrier up is?
Supposed to be illegal dumping. But there might be one or two, right? And it's not only travellers, there's settled people as well. So there's 99% people there that's making a genuine legit business. And they have businesses. And, you know, there might be one or two, right? But then they could have resolved it in a different way. But the way they've done it, I don't think is going to work. You know what I mean?
And do you think people were pretty angry about the way it was done?
Even the settled people is like, you know, they're angry over it as well. It's not just travellers, it's everybody. Oh, they are, like, I mean...
That was a shortcut even for taximen, for people going to work like ourselves. So then, that road, that barrier put even people in fingers, not only the travellers, only the settled community as well, under an awful lot of pressure. The people's going miles around over the same barrier. So it's not only us that's fixed, it's the settled people as well that's fixed over it.
And what would you like to see happen next?
I'd like to see the barrier down. Mm-hmm. And get our kids back to school like we always do, like any other settled kid.
Do you think that's likely to happen in the near future?
Well, we're going to do our best anyway, you know what I mean? We're going to keep this protest up every morning and every afternoon, every evening, until it happens.
And what's can you just describe for me the current situation here at the moment?
Well, the situation here at the moment, there's over 300 yards, roughly, would it be? Yeah, and to stop us from going on the M50. But at the end of the day, we let them know that we're doing this. So what's going to happen now is, we won't let them know the next time. Because we could hit any part of the
city. We have a different location for 4 o'clock anyway. So we're not going to let no one know about it.
At the end of the day, right, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. People are going to be arrested. We're going to be arrested. They can't be arrested because they're the law. And they just want, they're provoking us into something. They are. We just want a peaceful protest, but they're provoking us into this situation.
We have a location that's going to be worse than this round about 4 o'clock. We're going to be just disturbing more traffic than we did just at 4 o'clock. But we can't say no where we're going to go because the guards won't let us go down. As you can see there this morning, they won't let us pass. So we have a different location at 4 o'clock. It's going to be worse than it was just.
It is going to heighten tension. You know that. We all know that, right? Because the young lads now are 17 or 18. Them lads, there's no control over them fellas. At least we put them other lads. No, man, there's no control.
Well,
over
we have another location for 4 o'clock, and we're going to do it right.
Is it?
Yeah, we're going to do it right this time. But we can't mention where it's going to be.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Do you think the guards are going to stay with you all day then, or?
Oh, until we go. I reckon until we go. Yeah.
And how many people are on the other side of that guard cordon at the moment?
Well, I reckon there's about 300.
There'll be more at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, more at 4 o'clock.
We're getting them from all over now this time.
And what time have you been here since?
Well, yeah. Half 7.
Well, half 7 o'clock, yeah.
Eight,
yeah.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about what happened last night with the digger?
Well, that was Tuesday night, I think.
Tuesday night,
alright. Yeah. Tuesday night, yeah. The observatory was burned last night.
But isn't it, that's the kids that's doing that, you see. You know, yeah. We're trying to have a peaceful protest, but it's the kids that's doing that. And they think we're all the same, but we're not. We were genuinely trying to get that bar down for our own good reason.
It's
the young kids that's doing that.
They never consulted us. If they turn around and say, look, lads, we're doing this, well, then you could talk to them and we'll sort something out. But they're just trees like animals.
They won't. They didn't even consult us that the barrier was going up. Do you know what I mean? Like, they should have let us know.
Do you think there's been a general lack of consultation between the travelling community and the council?
Before this? Mm-hmm. Before this? No, we're getting on grand. I think we're getting on all right. We have a travelling movement. Everything was lovely. Like there, as I said, yeah, there might be one or two tipping. Right, okay. But why do they not go to them particular people? And instead of, like, treating everybody with one brush, you know?